This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The more I actually looked around and read the newspaper and watched game highlights and watched coach press conferences, as I do when I get in at 4 o'clock in the morning, I actually realized that I'm going to let a guy go. I am going to let a guy get some crap off his chest, because here's what I noticed when I was watching highlights of the Rangers and Flames last night. 13 shots on goal for your New York. 13 in a 60-minute hockey game. And so now I'm going to let you do what you have to do before we get into the other stuff, because I know it is eating at you. But I'm also going to say this. Here's my question for you, Mr. Boomer Esiason, to start the show. Lack of effort or lack of execution last night?
Both, actually. You know, and you can see it, and it was pathetic, and it was embarrassing. And it got so bad, you know, I like Steve Alliquette, you know, so he usually calls it pretty straight. Even Joe Piccoletti got in on it, that he was disgusted, and you can hear it in his voice when he was doing the game. And usually those guys are always talking about the other team and how good they shoot it and how good they skate and how hard they are in the corners. And he tries to give platitudes towards the other team. Last night, finally, you know, even they... he and Sam were extremely opinionated about the performance that we witnessed last night for two teams that are fighting for the playoffs.
Similar
spots, and they're fighting for the playoffs. And the Flames last night, for anybody who cares, came off of a 6-2 loss the night before at the hands of the Maple Leafs. So you would think, obviously, they're going to be desperate, but you would think that since the Rangers had a day off, that they'd be a little bit more rested. They were so disconnected, so disinterested. I mean, if Vincent Trocheck throws another pass at one of his teammates' skates or 3 feet in front of the guy's stick, my head is going to explode. Keandre Miller, terrible last night. Will Borgen, terrible last night. Adam Fox, horrendous. The only guy that actually played last night that showed any sort of intensity or any sort of pride in trying to keep his team in the game was Igor, the goalie. And this reminded me of a lot of their performances that they put forth in December. Since JT Miller got here, they got a little bit edgier. They got a little bit better. He did raise the level of Mika Zibanejad, but all of a sudden, even he last night, he gets hit in the nuts. They don't call a penalty against the Flames. I mean, he's bent over going to the bench. He's probably got swollen nuts this morning, for all I know. I mean, it was a horrendous performance. And you know, we were talking yesterday about the Yankees, and we talked about Gerrit Cole not covering first base. I mean, you are in the middle of a playoff run. You've made some additions to this team. How about this? JT Miller calls one of his former teammates, Carson Soucy, and says, hey, waive your no-move clause and come to the Rangers. It's going to be awesome. That guy's buried on a bench, and he's only been here for like 10 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think he's happy?
Nope.
No. His coach has got to go. This is like, so, and I understand, like, I always want to like be somewhat respectful to how difficult it is to deal with all of these players, whether it be the manager, Aaron Boone, we were talking about yesterday, or talking about Peter Laviolette right now, or talking about Tom Thibodeau, or talking about anybody who's a leader of a team. But you could tell that the players just, either they don't give a damn, or something is amiss within the body of the team that has been amiss since they lost last year to the Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, and so you just led me down the path exactly where I was going to go. I look at a team that was, I think they were 30-11 at home last year under Peter Laviolette.
And they were the President's Trophy winner.
One of the best teams in hockey, no question about it. They got out to a good start. I know you thought it was fool's gold early. You turned out to be right.
I told you it was fool's gold. I didn't like the way they were playing.
But 16-16 essentially at home now, and it leads me to a wider conversation. Why is it that guys react to, and it could be any sport, they react to a head coach or a manager for a certain amount of time, and then it just becomes, no, is it on the players? Is it on, does the message just get, do they not respect him?
No, it's,
what
on,
is
no,
it?
It's definitely on the players. Look, the Flames came in here last night. They hadn't been playing well either. And then last night they had probably their best performance in their last six or seven games. And then the Rangers had their worst performance, since the turn of the new year. But a lot of it is the coach. A lot of it, he leans on guys, doesn't give guys certain ice time, but it's always going to defer to this coach anyway. Is always going to defer to the veterans in the room, that they're going to clean it up, that they're going to be leaders. And that reflection last night in the midst of a playoff push, which is not going to go deep in the playoffs anyway, but everybody says, well, you got the goalie.
Well, that's me, yeah.
I mean, you got the goalie, but, quite frankly, it's not a very physical team without Matt Rempe. I mean, they were so disconnected last night. I mean, the passing was horrendous. The defense was even worse again. I think there were at least 15 to 16, what they call, Valiquette would call a point blank shot or a grade A attempt that, Igor somehow got in front of. I don't know if it was just because the Flames suck and they don't score a lot of goals and they just tend to hit the goalie. But the Rangers last night were just, just horrendous.
And they didn't throw the puck at the net. They just didn't get it to the net.
Or it was blocked by.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Blocked by, and part of really being a great point player or a player that's up around the blue line is somehow figuring out how to get the puck through. And when the puck usually gets through in situations like that, sometimes it goes in. And then you hear the announcer say the same thing. Pucks to the net. Pucks to the net. I mean, they overpass. They overpass. I don't know. I mean, Will Cooley must think that he's turning into Artemi Panarin or something. Shoot it. Just absolutely put it on net.
Don't always
try to have to make the pass. You can get a pass can come off of the goalie. I mean, I know I'm going into the weeds right now.
Well, remember we talked about. Remember you mentioned that pass can be off the goalie. Remember
yes.
When they lost to it was the Kings, I believe, right? That game winner was shot off of. God damn, the goal. Oh my God. Lundqvist.
Yes.
And remember we sat there and talked about it. It was almost like that was a designed play.
Well, it is. Like you come down the right wing, you can't get it across because there's five guys in between you and your left wing.
So you shoot it off the pad.
And, and Henrik's going to kick it out.
Yep.
And, and obviously they have metrics. They have film study that they go through. It's mind numbing that, the simplest thing to do is to play the game straight ahead. That's the simplest thing to do. And when you are struggling, somehow, some way, you got to find the will to play straight ahead. And if the Rangers hadn't played as poorly as they did in the month of December, mailed it in pretty much, mailed every single game.
One of the worst stretches they've had in a long time.
I couldn't believe the team I was watching because this is the team that I really liked and respected. It's an 82-game season, so there's always going to be downturns in the season. There are going to be ebbs and flows. I understand all of that. But this is the final 15 games of the year. You're in the midst of it, and you're trying to make it to the playoffs. And believe you me, the Garden wants them in the playoffs, even if it's for only one series. But, last night was just, it was so hard to watch. And just, I'm like, what? JT Miller was brought here to bring an edge out in players. And that was gone last night. That was completely gone. And he asked one of his buddies to waive a no-move clause, and his buddy is here, and his buddy's not playing.
And you literally uttered the words, the coach has got to go.
Which you don't do often. I'm done. Listen, I know Chris Drury is trying his ass off to try to get the team right, to get the right players in here, the right ideas, the right mindset. My God. I mean, last night was pathetic.